New to Medical Device Sales Meetup in Scottsdale, Arizona, May 4th. This is going to be an event where you can come, you can learn from people inside the industry, teaching you how to break into medical device sales, as well as how to actually perform once you're inside the industry. This event's not only going to be for people who are trying to break into medical device sales, but for people who are already in medical device sales. A bunch of different speakers, as well as having the opportunity of having people we've helped break into medical device sales come, introduce themselves, speak, because they're going to be able to share their experiences of what it was like to break in and also what it's like as their experience inside medical device sales. This is also going to be a time not only to learn, but to also network. Like I said, we're going to have people inside the industry, but we're also going to have people outside the industry trying to get inside of medical device sales. And this is a great time to can make those connections that will continue to grow throughout the next several years and your career in medical device sales. Here at New to Medical Device Sales, community is massive for us. And I want to continue to give back to that community, continue to grow and put back into you all and just say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. I'm really looking forward to seeing you in Scottsdale on May 4th for the New to Medical Device Sales Meetup. Click the link below.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to take a moment to say welcome to all of our new listeners. And I wanted to say thank you as well to everyone who supports us. I'm so glad that this is being able to provide value to you all, that you continue to use it, utilize it. It's getting you results in the field. I absolutely love getting the messages from everybody on LinkedIn and all the socials saying how this podcast is helping you guys land interviews and helping you land positions as well. It is truly why we do what we do, and it's been so much fun. So I wanted to just say thank you so much for everyone with the support. And I did just want to give a big shout out to a couple of our people in our course. We just got a 22-year-old hired at over 148,000. We just got a college senior hired a month before he graduates with Stryker. So it's just been a lot of fun to see some of our people continue to progress. We have people getting in interview processes literally in the first week. So if you guys are really interested in medical device sales and want to break in, we do have our course where our average person breaks in 8.2 weeks at $94,478. You guys can click the link below if you'd like to learn more about it. But again, we always just want to continue to provide as much value as we can. So that is why we are going to continue to share what we are seeing and continue to help you all break into medical device sales. If you guys could share this with somebody, it would mean the absolute world to us. And I cannot wait to get into today's episode. Welcome back to New to Medical Device Sales. I am your host, Jacob McLaughlin, and I am so excited to be coming to you all today to just be able to continue to provide value to you all. And just, it's been so much fun this week in our course. We've gotten five people hired in medical device sales. We just got one of our nurses hired at 107,000. We just got a 22-year-old hired at over 140K, which you guys have heard before. But we continue just to have more and more success with our people, continuing to see our community grow. We are doing an event here in Scottsdale on May 4th. If you guys haven't seen that, we post about it on LinkedIn, but we're doing a New to Medical Device Sales Meetup where it's going to be a time for you all to connect with people, where you can actually network and learn from experts in the field. It's going to be myself, and I'm going to have a couple other speakers that have broken into medical device sales and also been top performers in medical device sales. So it's a great opportunity for you guys to come out where it's nice and warm and also get to network with like-minded individuals and learn from people, not only on how to break in, but also how to be successful once you're inside the industry. So if you guys are interested in that, we've posted about it on LinkedIn. You can go check it out. It's going to be the New to Medical Device Sales Meetup. Really excited to do it here in Scottsdale, Arizona. So would love to have you all. But want to get into today's episode. And what today's episode was inspired by was one of our students inside the course. They've been in it and they're younger and they're like, hey, I just wanted you to have a real talk with me about like, hey, where do you think I could get a little better and where I could continue to progress in my journey of breaking into medical device sales? And the one thing I just want to share with you all, and it's the conversation I had with her, is what people don't understand about this journey of breaking into medical device sales. And we've talked about it on the podcast before, but it's the maturing journey you go through. And what I mean by that, let me explain a little bit more, is when you guys are trying to break in, all you guys usually have ever known, especially if you're like a young college kid or somebody under the age of 25, it's like you've never made probably over $80,000, right? And so you're like, oh, I'm just trying to make 40K, or you're going by like how much money you make per hour still, right? Compared to like an actual career. And the reason I'm just saying that is there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm not laughing because it's like, oh, you're only there. I'm laughing because there's a certain mindset that goes with it. And so when you're coming into a position where you're trying to land a position where, like I said, the last multiple people we've gotten hired are all over six figures, like there's a certain mindset with that, because That's also the least amount of money they're ever going to make. And so it's a maturing journey. And what I absolutely love inside of our course and being able to help our people is I literally get to watch them grow, not only as people breaking into medical device sales, but as human beings and like the mature level on how they have conversations, how they carry themselves, the confidence they have, because there's a certain person you actually have to become when you want to be in medical device sales. And most people will never understand that. Because they'll be like, you'll talk to the one person who's like, oh, I just sent a text and I got a job, which is like one in a billion because they knew the right person. But like, again, let me just put this out there. Everyone who says it's just who you know, it's absolute crap. And let me tell you why. Because just knowing somebody will get you a seat at the table for an interview. You still have to beat out the 500 plus people who have more experience than you to win. And they don't care if you're Johnny's friend because Johnny's friend has nothing to do with him hitting $1 million quota. It really just gets you a seat at the table. And a lot of times it doesn't even get you an interview. So there's that. But the reason I'm having this conversation is you have to learn that you have to mature because you guys need to understand you're about to come into an industry where you're speaking with doctors, you're speaking with surgeons, you're speaking with people who've literally committed their whole life. They're 20 years in, they went to schooling, some of the smartest individuals you've ever been around. And that's who you're having communications with. And so again, you have to be a certain maturity level to be able to even have those conversations, right? So I want you all to know that if like you're coming into this, and this is not only for my young kids that are like 25 and under, this is also for my adults who are 32, 35, 40. There's some people that I've talked to and they're like 37 and they've never made more than 110K. There's nothing wrong with that. But again, guys, all the difference in the money is like whether it's 50,000 to 100,000 to 300,000 to 500,000 to 1 million to 10 million to whatever it is. All it is it's mindset. You have to be able to go to a certain level. And so most people will be like, oh no, if I had this much money, I would do whatever. It's not that because, for example, let me just put this out there. Think of every person who's ever won the lottery. They got all their money and what they do with it? Lost it all. Why? Because they just spent it. It wasn't the money problem. It was the mindset problem because they just started buying stuff. They didn't actually know how to make money. They didn't know how to continue to give value. I just want you all to hear from my heart why I'm saying this is because if you guys are struggling, it's all part of the journey. It's all part of the maturing process. That's what we just help in, is just making sure that you're doing it the correct way. And so that was a conversation I had with one of our students. And she was like, hey, I'm getting on a lot of calls and they are going great, but they're not turning into interviews. And so this is when we had, we literally talked for over an hour. I was on a trail walk with my dog, watching the sunset, doing our coaching call. And the conversation we had, they're having great calls to them. But is the person on the other side having a great call, aka the rep or the manager or whoever they're talking to, are they having a good call? Not only the student who's trying to get in, is the person that is actually on the call giving advice having a good time and thinks this person is a gun, is thinking this person is great, thinks this person is prepared, is going to come into this industry? Because a lot of times if they don't, they're not going to move you on. They're not going to give you somebody else to go talk to. So the reason I'm telling you this is because she had been doing that. She'd been getting on calls and I was like, explain to me how your calls go. And just so you know, this is the portion of coaching that I absolutely love, but why coaching can help you all is because she's like, I'm doing what your podcast says, I'm doing what the course says, but there's little pieces that she wasn't doing in the right order and it made all the difference. And what I mean by that is she was getting on calls and then she'd be like, hey, how's it going? Tell me a little bit about yourself. And then I was like, do they know what you do? Do they know how old you are? Do they know all this stuff? And she's like, yeah, but it eventually comes out. And I'm like, when? And she's like, well, usually by the end of our conversations, because I go in there and I just ask some questions. And then at the end of it, they're like, oh, you actually have really great experience. And why I told her that's not a great look is, let me just tell you guys, psychology of sales is to make the end user's life as easy as possible. For example, if I am going to talk to a doctor, if I have to be like, hey doc, you want to use our stuff? And they're like, yep. And then I'm like, okay. And then I have to go and ask a bunch of different questions. They're not going to use it. Like, who do I talk to? Okay. Can you talk to them? Can I make you do the work? Can I make you do the work? It's not going to happen compared to be like, hey doc, who do I need to speak to? It's Sharon in the front desk. Great. I'll go speak with her. I'll go get it all set up. I'll just text you and make sure everything's good. Does that sound good? Yes. Okay, good. Now you're going to get stuff actually on the books because I'm taking the initiative. I'm making it all. I just need the information to go do it. No different than when you guys are getting on calls with these reps. She was getting it pulled out of her, aka she was making the reps work. They would be like, what do you do? How long have you done it for? Why do you want to get a medical device sales? You can see all the questions are all coming out. They're pulling it out. Even though she's like, yeah, it's great conversation. It's back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Actually, what we had the conversation is, one of the things in sales is to lead the conversation, right? And so what we talked about was, she needed to take initiative and she needed to take control of the conversation right away. instead of a lot of times you guys will get on and you'll just be like, hey, how's it going? And they'll talk and then you just let them kind of like ramble on and then it doesn't really get anywhere. And then they don't really think you're that good compared to if you get on a call with somebody and you say, hey, Jacob, I really appreciate you taking time. And they'll be like, yeah, of course. And I'll be like, is it okay if I just tell you a quick 30-second summary of who I am? And then I can just learn about your experience and how you broke in and how you've had success. And they'll be like, yeah, that sounds good. Great. Now in that 30 seconds, I'm going to tell them everything they need to know so they actually know who they're talking to. The reason I'm saying that is the person I was talking to is she has great experience. But it wasn't until the end of the conversation, they're going into all of this talking and they don't know anything about her. And then at the end of it, they're like, well, oh, that's great. If I knew that, I could have told you the last 20 minutes of what to do. Right. And so what I'm saying this is you can preface it. So you can literally tell them your exact situation. They might connect with it right away. And then from there, you can actually go and they can maybe coach you on what you should do. So for example, what I always did is like, hey, my name is Jacob, 25 years old. I'm a personal trainer here in Scottsdale, Arizona. I've been looking to break into medical device sales. I've been talking to people from A, B, and C, and I saw that you're in this division. And I wanted to learn more about yourself. Great. That person now knows how old I am, knows what I currently do, and they know that I'm trying to break in and I've talked to some people. A, that shows that I've done my work, that I've actually been talking to others. And the conversation to that is they might be like, oh, how long have you been personal training? They might dig a little deeper, but you just give them the summary. And now the whole goal of the conversation is now I'm going to go and just listen to them. So now that I know a little bit about you, I saw that you're with this company and I saw that you were here before. Like, what made you get into medical device sales? Zip your lips, don't say a word, and let them talk, right? Because now they're going to go in and be like, oh yeah, no, I got into it because of A, B, and C. Now you're going to take some notes and be like, that's amazing, right? And then you can just have that conversation flow with them and you can learn. And probably they're going to say something that you are in agreement with and that you can be like, oh, I totally understand A, B, C. That's one of the reasons I want to get in. They'll be like, yeah. That's why I wanted to too. And then they might expand on that a little more. But then from there, you can just continue to ask some good questions and then let them talk the whole time. Because guess what? They already know a little bit about you. When you just get on and let them kind of control, they don't know who you are. They don't know your background. They don't know anything. So they're just going to tell you what they think you need to hear and call it good. But compared to when you come in and I say, hey, I'm a personal trainer. I have my degree in exercise science and blah, 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 blah. They already know I have a science background, so they don't need to talk to me like I'm some simple kid like that doesn't know anything about anatomy or anything, like, right? I already have that value add to show them. And so then again, they're going to go and talk. But the reason I'm telling you that is I said, you do that and then be like, hey, can you give me any recommendations on what you think with my background I should be doing? AKA, that is you saying, please tell me what to do. And guess what? They're going to tell you exactly what to do. Now, here's the thing I have to say, my friends. Guess what? A lot of them will say, go get sales experience. Why? Because they don't know anything else. I will sit here and tell you, we just had one of our students break in at over 100K. He's only 26 years old. And the reason I'm saying this is he messaged a recruiter, said it, and then gave his background, damn it. And the recruiter literally messaged him, F off. Like literally cussed at him and told him to F off. A, I told him, good job. That means you're doing sales correctly. And he didn't do anything wrong. It was just somebody who's like arrogant and didn't want to help. He's got told to F off. And 3 weeks later, he was hired in med device sales. He actually got two offers. The reason I'm saying that is shows what happens when you know what to do and you go through it. But somebody who's in the industry, a recruiter who literally places people in med device sales, messaged him F off, shows you that they're not that good. But the reason I'm saying that is because people will tell you all this thing, but they don't know any other different way. So no different than like a lot of these sales reps. Guess what? I got told by 100 people, go get sales experience. Guess what I never did? Go get sales experience. Why? Because I knew I had the things I needed to go get 4 job offers from the top companies and came in with a full line rep role at Medtronic, right? People are all going to give you their suggestions. It doesn't mean you have to take it, but what you guys should be doing is you should be leading the conversation, then listen to them. And then at the end of it, to close it out, I really appreciate that. Now, knowing my background, is there any advice that you would give me on what to do so I can help myself stand out to break into medical device sales? And guess what? They're going to tell you exactly what it is. It could be, go get a sales job, go get this. Again, you guys don't need to listen because you just are listening to this podcast. The one thing I'm just going to go on a little tangent about, everybody watches my podcast. I just had 3 calls this week where they watch it. They're college seniors. They're people that are geologists. They're geoscientists. They're people from like construction backgrounds. None of them have sales experience. And then they all get on. They're like, well, I don't have sales experience. I don't know if I can break in. I'm like, did you listen to my podcast? They're like, yeah, for the last year and a half. And I'm like, literally almost everybody on the podcast hasn't had sales experience. And they're like, well, yeah. And this is what I'll just say. You all think you're special and you're all like, whatever. It's not. Like, you just have to know what to do. So you don't need sales experience. You just need to know what to do without the sales experience to get hired. But what I'm saying that is you're going to ask those people, and no matter what their answer is, you're going to say, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Everyone told me, go get B2B sales experience. Oh, James, that is really great advice. I really appreciate you telling me that. And you know, I will look into that. Thank you so much. And they're like, yep, talk to you later. Because guess what? You're going to get on a call with 100 people. Actually, five of those people really care about you, and they're actually going to help you through that journey, right? Everybody else is just going to be like, oh, here it is. But when you do it that way, you are now coming with value. You asked really good questions. They enjoyed the conversation. And again, bringing it back to, could you do the job if they offered it to you? You controlled the conversation. So now if they put you in doing a lunch, they know you can control it because you just did it on this phone call. Literally the text the very next morning, that call was at 7 p.m. The very next morning at 8 a.m., I got a text message and said, Jacob, it worked. I got on a call, did exactly what you said. And now the rep asked me to send him my resume when she hadn't been sending resumes before that. The reason I'm telling you all, my friends, it's the little things in medical device sales that will help you stand out. Again, just remember, you guys aren't going against people who are other 22-year-olds. You are going against people that are 33, 35. They have med device sales experience. What people miss in today's climate, you're not just going up against other people who want to get into sales. You're going against people that are in med device sales, but they want to switch companies. They want to go to a bigger company. You're going up against people who have more experiences. Now, here's the thing. I beat out people with more experience every single time. It's not the experience. It's, are you doing enough work? And if you don't have the perfect experience, you have to come and actually do more work and show that you're the right choice. Oh, that's tough, Jacob. Yeah, but no, what's more tough is going taking a sales job you don't really enjoy for the next 12 months when you could actually just do some work for 4 weeks and get an odd job, right? Like that's how you guys have to think about it. It's delayed gratification. Which one are you trying to go? But I'll just sit here and tell you, even with the experience, you know, I've talked with like people that are nurse practitioners, clinicals, like all these people with great experience, B2B sales, like one of the guys we just had, you saw, had been in B2B sales experience with enterprise 8 years, still had trouble getting into med device sales. That's why he joined the course, got him hired, right? So like the reason I'm saying that, just because you have the perfect resume that the recruiters are looking for still doesn't guarantee you anything. Back to everything I say, it just gets you a seat at the table. But again, what you guys don't understand is you knowing somebody or you getting a seat at the table, my conversation with every single person, it's always the same. Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I got one interview. Great. Did you win? No. All right. Then how is that good? That's like saying I'm the first loser. Like nobody remembers the losers. They only remember the winners. Everybody doesn't. We don't read books about loser stories. We read about books about winner stories. The reason I'm saying that is I think a lot of you need a little mind switch of like, oh, I made it to an interview. And most of you, I always say, okay, you make it to interview 1, 3, 5. What do you do next? And they're like, I don't know. Okay. That's why you're going to lose because you don't know. Right. And so the reason I'm just saying that, I'll talk to people all the time on the calls and they'll be like, yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I've been trying for 4 months and I made it to a first round or a second round and I haven't made it past. And I'm like, so you haven't even made it halfway through the interview process. You've been trying for more than 4 months. You could have already been hired by now, but let's not get into that. You've been trying for 4 months. You haven't even made it halfway and you think you're doing good. So what's good? What's great? Like, what are you trying to do here? Oh, I'm just like all the time, you guys, I get on calls with people. I'm like, what's the goal? Breaking into med device sales. Great. And what? How much money do you want to make? Don't know. They don't even have a number they know. Like, they don't know what they want to do. They don't want to know how much money. How are you supposed to do anything if you don't have ideas? You just need to have somebody to help you through that process. But I'm just sitting here telling you guys, I just want to encourage somebody. I hope this kicks somebody's butt into gear. It's like, you guys just saying, I want to break into med device sales is not good enough. You guys saying, oh, I reached out to a couple people and I got 2 interviews and it's been 6 months and I haven't broke in, or even 3 months, right? And it's like, oh, but I haven't made it past the third round. Like, if you guys haven't even made it past the third or fourth round, you guys aren't even halfway. And that is like you guys saying, yeah, I've been working really hard, made a little progress, but probably got another year to go. How's that good? That's just probably my mindset. And I'm maybe a little different, but like, I don't play to lose. I play to win, right? Like, it's why we do our course and why we have our people. Our people in there aren't playing to lose. Like, we have a lot of people who come in that are already in first, second, third round interviews. They join the course because they don't want to lose it, right? They're that competitive. And they're like, I want to know that I'm coming in. I want to know what to do. I want to help know with negotiations. I want to make more money once we get it. That's what we help with, compared to everybody else is here just flying a kite trying to figure things out. And this is what I will sit here and say, because I just had a call with a girl this morning about it. Everyone's like, oh, price. And I'm like, let me just say this one more time for everybody to hear. The difference between rich people and poor people ask how much, rich people ask what's my return. Because a poor person, if they see something for $1,000, will never buy it because it's too much because it's $1,000. But guess what? A rich person can see something for $10,000, but if they get a return on investment 100%, or if they make $20,000 on investing 10 grand, they're going to do it all day. AKA why they're rich, why these people are broke. You have to start looking, and this is just, whether you guys ever take anything from me or not, hopefully this is just helpful in your life. If you want to stay broke, keep asking how much. That's all I'm going to say. If you want to stay broke, you want to keep making under $100,000, you want to keep making under 200 grand, all that stuff, just keep asking how much. But if you actually want to change your life, you want to make hundreds of thousands of dollars, you want to come in and be financially successful, because again, like I've said, there's way more things than just finances to make you successful. If you want to be financially successful, you have to start looking at life as, what's my return on investment? Even with times, relationships, if I'm going to go hang out with somebody, what's my return on investment? Am I actually enjoying my time with them? Because a lot of you guys will go hang out with people you hate. It sucks. You don't even know why you hang out with them. The return on investment is horrible, but then you just go do it because you're friends, but you're really not friends because you don't even enjoy it. What I'm saying that is, you guys don't ask the real hard questions. You don't ask why you're doing what you're doing. Most people on this earth are just flying through the wind. They're like, I hope it works out. But the reason I just went on that little tangent for you all to hear is because everyone I get on a call with is, med device sales is the career I want. It's all I want to do. So you just told me you want to make this your career, not a job, your career. And you won't invest in it. You won't try to be the best version of yourself. You won't try to speed up the process and actually understand what to do. I hear this one a lot. Well, I just want to do it by my own. Well, I just want to do it by myself. All right, great. You know who didn't do it by themselves? Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Tom Brady, all the greats that you think of. Guess what? They always had coaches. Why? Because they know there's always something to learn, even if it's 1%. The reason you're not being successful, the reason you won't be successful, and the reason why you'll come into this industry and still get your butt absolute waxed is because you want to do it on your own. And that's just a real talk for somebody to hear. Whether you do like coaching with me or just like even in life, no matter what you do, literally, I just watched a thing. It was with someone who's making over $100 million. Even they say, you want to know what you need to do? You need to go find people who are five steps ahead of you, invest in them, get in their circles, and it will change your whole entire life. Why? Because they've already done all the hard work. They already have the connections. They already do all the stuff. You guys are all trying to figure it out. Because of your pride, you won't do it. And let me just sit here and tell you, your pride is why you're broke. Your pride is why you can't get a job. Your pride is why you won't be successful. Because I can sit here and tell you, go back in med device sales. Great. You just got in that 65K. Great. I just got a 22-year-old hired at 150K. And guess what? That kid actually knows what to do now. Put you guys together. Going to wax you all day long. Why? Because he invested in himself. You could be the same age. He's already 10 years ahead of you. Because why? He went to somebody who already did all the hard work, who's been a top performer, who's actually put in the work, has connections, can send a text message and get people in interview processes. But you want to do it on your own. Why? So you can tell people. I will just sit here and tell you, my friends, whether you ever do anything outside of med device sales, just in life, if you keep that mindset, you will be broke forever. You won't grow. You'll be a big fish in a small pond. I can sit here and tell you why I do everything I do. I'm trying to always be the smallest fish in the biggest pond. That's why I continue to invest. And so the last thing I'm just going to tell you guys, because you all watch me, I literally said this to somebody and I said, I have a coach. I have a mentor that I pay money to, and I have courses that, just so you know, our course, I pay way more than our course is worth to other courses so I can learn. Well, why would you do that? Aren't you the best? That's what somebody asked me. And I said, didn't Michael Jordan, didn't LeBron James have coaches? Yeah. Okay, great. You just showed why you're losing, and you showed why you'll continue to lose because of that mindset right there. The best know they always have something to learn and they know they're not the best. But the people that are arrogant and the people that are prideful think they're the best. The amount of people who call me and say, I'm going to do this. I just had a call with a girl the other day. Jacob, I just need this. I'm like, you don't know what you need because you've never been in med device sales. How are you coming to tell me what you need when you don't even know the five things that you need to do right now to get an interview? She's like, that's fair. And I'm like, exactly. The reason I'm telling you guys this, I just wanted to end this with a little check to hopefully help you, because the reason why you're hitting your head against the wall, the reason why you're working so hard and you're not getting results, the reason why you're frustrated right now is because your pride, because you won't actually step into what you need to, and you're too scared because you're thinking of a poor mindset instead of a wealthy mindset. If you want to stay broke and poor the rest of your life, do that. Again, you're talking to the kid who had to put groceries back 6 years ago. You're talking to the kid who has family that lives off welfare. I've talked to you guys about, I've made the $50,000 commission checks in a month. Like, it's cool. That's never a brag. It's just to show you what's possible. You want to know why? You want to know the difference between those family members and us? One doesn't invest in themselves. They stay on Facebook all day. They do all their stuff. You want to know what I do? I get courses. I get mentors. I get stuff. And I've only leveled up each and every month of my life over the last 6 years. And it's why I'm here today. This has nothing to do with medical device sales at this point. I just want to encourage somebody to actually start investing in yourself, to actually start taking steps with other people, and not just in med device sales, just in your life. That's what I would just encourage you all. I hope this podcast was helpful, because again, what a lot of you guys are doing is you're just kind of like winging it and hoping that the conversation goes where it needs to. And you actually need to lead the conversation so that these guys can help you and these girls can help you. I really hope you enjoyed it. Press the like and subscribe button. If you guys are really interested in breaking into medical device sales, we do have a course that breaks our average person in 8.2 weeks at $94,478. Know that we can help you. But again, we only work with the most committed people, because again, we know we're not for everybody. We do things a certain way. And it's why we have a reputation inside the industry to have people reaching out to us for our people, because we are always going to be top notch. So I really appreciate you spending time listening to us. If you got a lot of value from this, please press that like and subscribe button. You can follow us on LinkedIn, New to Medical Device Sales. Reach out to me, Jacob McLaughlin, New to Medical Device Sales. Always happy to connect with all of you. And if you guys can share it with somebody, it would mean the world to me. But until next time, keep working hard, keep improving yourself, and keep going after your dreams. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.